Hello. Happy May, everybody. I can't believe we're already 5 months into the year. And time has kind of flown by. I think it was sometime around now last year that I joined FSA, the 4chan thread where I started to record. And a couple months later, I joined GWA. If you're looking at my picture, it is a little cat bell collar, and if I bounce around right now, you could kind of hear it. You could hear it kind of jingle. I got this little collar a month or two ago, and I haven't even had a chance to use it. I thought maybe I would use it for a pet play. We can't speak. I thought I'd use it for a pet play audio, but it's been a while since I've done one. I did a bunch, kind of in the winter time, and I just haven't gotten back into them. I've done a ton of sister audios, both little sister and big sister, so maybe sometime this month I will give the cat collar a go. And Master could put a collar on me. Also got cuffs, which is kind of fun. Again, I haven't really used these either, but they look super cool, and I could use it for my audio. This is what you guys are buying me. Toys. Toys for Skitty. Thank you. Let me just get comfy here. I don't really know what to ramble about for my first audio. It is May. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. So, maybe I'll read something nice and wholesome that I actually found in 4chan, because I still go to FSA sometimes. And there is a very sweet little post that was used for a bump. And let me read it to you. It says, "Love your fucking life. Take pictures of everything. Tell people you love them. Talk to strangers. Do things that you're scared of. Cause fuck it. Because so many of us die and nobody remembers a thing. So take your life and make it the best story in the world. Don't waste that shit." Yeah, don't waste your life. I want you all to be happy. And yeah, take pictures of everything. Although, maybe don't be one of those people that takes too many pictures while sitting at a restaurant. I mean, yes, food is beautiful, but food is meant to be eaten. And whatever, there's already like a dozen pictures of that burger online already. Is yours really gonna make a difference? All right, that really sounded negative. I'm sorry. Out of my girlfriends, I'm usually the one at the dinner table that just digs right into her meal. I let my friends do the picture taking. I like to do the eating. Let's go back to the little blurb I just read. Love your fucking life. I totally agree with it. You should fucking love yourself. Cause fuck it. It's a good thing. Take pictures of everything. I kind of talked about it. You know what? I don't like taking pictures of food, but I love taking candid photos. I have myself a DSLR, and I like to go around at outings, family get-togethers, and stuff like that. And I'm usually the one that goes around taking pictures of everybody, because it's nice to have memories. I like to take pictures of people. I like candid photos. I like people being their natural selves. Unfortunately, because I'm the one that's usually behind the camera, nobody has pictures of me, which is kind of sad. And I am very picky about photos and how they're framed, so I usually don't trust when other people hold my camera. They just don't see what I see. So, yeah, there's not many pictures of me. It's okay. Tell people you love them. Tell people that you love them. Do I do that enough? I probably could do that more. I love you guys. Talk to strangers. That is exactly what I'm doing right now. I am talking to you guys. Although, I don't know. You guys aren't really strangers. Some of you guys are kind of like friends now. I talk to you guys a bunch. Yeah, it's fun talking to new people. Living in a big city, it can be kind of lonely. We don't really make eye contact with other people. I mean, it could kind of be creepy. But it's nice when you can kind of find that connection and talk to people. It kind of makes my day, and I hope it makes theirs. Do things that you're scared to do. Yeah, I think there's room for growth when you do something that you're scared to do. What is something that I've done recently that I've been scared of? I don't know. I think I usually avoid stuff that I'm scared of. I'm scared to confront people sometimes. I guess that's something I'm scared of. And I end up bottling up a lot of things. So, maybe I should be more honest with myself and not be so passive-aggressive when it comes to things and approach a problem head-on. Yeah. I'll try to remind myself to do that. And the last little bit of the blurb says, take your life and make it the best story in the world. Well, I don't know if I'll be the best, but at least I could make it my best, hopefully. What are you guys doing for Mental Health Month? I think we should all have more me time. We live such busy lives. There's school, there's studying, there's work, there's projects. It's just, it'd be healthy to take time and just chill. Which is what I'm kind of doing right now. Just rambling on and chilling. Because I also promise you guys a ramble. I'm actually off the next couple of days. And I think I am going to go enjoy a nice bubble bath. Bubbles. Nice bubble bath. Although, now that I'm thinking about it, with my pink hair, I am probably gonna turn the bath pink. My pink hair isn't permanent, by the way. If you had seen my selfie in my watermelon post, it is washable dye, so my hair will go back to blonde in a little bit. Until then, it is obnoxiously pink. But it's fun, I like it. It's spring, and I need something to brighten up my life, because outside still looks pretty cruddy. It's gray, and wet, and it looks more like March than May. Although the grass is green outside, so I'll take that. I don't really have much to ramble about. I don't know if this is my official ramble. Maybe I'll ramble some more. That's about it for now. I just wanted to show off my color. Bounce, bounce, bounce. This thing doesn't... this thing doesn't... jingle enough. Alright, bye guys. I love you.